Friday as they get another crack at the bottom feeders of the East Division of the Florida State League in the final home series of the 2024 regular season. Welcome in to the Threshers Broadcast Network. I'm Josh Sperber, and we are ready for some Friday night baseball here at BayCare Ballpark. St. Lucie Mets and Threshers have each split a game this series, so let's start things off with these starting lineups, beginning with the visiting St. Lucie Mets. Corey Collins in his first time in the leadoff spot, with Nick Roselli batting behind him, hitting second. Eli Serrano the third, the center fielder in the three spot, and Yohairo Cuevas back in the cleanup role for the St. Lucie Mets. Colin Houck and Trey Snyder remain hitting 5 and 6. Jacoby Long moving up to the seventh spot. The DH Daverson Gutierrez is hitting eighth. And Vincent Perozzo is rounding out the St. Lucie Mets order. The Mets are managed by Yukari De La Cruz, and here's how the Threshers will line up to defend these St. Lucie Mets. Caden Hettiger is on first base, Carson DeMartini at second, Starlin Kaba back at shortstop, and Raider Tello over at third. In the outfield, Avery Wusu-Asidu's in left, Carter Matheson in center, Joel Dragu in right field, and Orlando Gonzalez is the starting pitcher for the Threshers with his battery mate, Cody Shojinaga, behind home plate. Orlando Gonzalez 0-1 with a 3.38 ERA on the season. In his third start, sixth appearance overall for the Clearwater Threshers, who he joined at the beginning of August while the team was in Lakeland. His last two games he has started, just two earned runs allowed in 5 2/3 innings. In his two prior starts for the Threshers, as he begins this Friday night with a fastball that misses to Corey Collins, it's a 1-0 count. Gonzalez, a five-pitch mix for the 21-year-old out of Tepatitlan de los Morelos in Mexico. 1-0, cut on and missed, and it's 1-1. Seen two straight fastballs from Gonzalez. His four-seamer averages in the low 90s, getting as high as 94. He also has a low 90s sinker, slider, curve, and a changeup for the 21-year-old. Playing against St. Lucie for the first time. 1-1 the pitch, missing outside on the heater. Three straight fastballs, make it a 2-1 count to Corey Collins. So 2-1 the count in the top of the first inning as Gonzalez rocks and deals. Fastball again cut on and missed, and it's 2-2. Four pitches, all with some serious heat behind them from Orlando Gonzalez, who signed for the Phillies in July of last year and made his debut in the Dominican Summer League early in May. Two balls, two strikes the count, with nobody out in the top of the first. Gonzalez toes the rubber on the first base side, peers in for the sign, and he deals. 2-2, cut on and missed. That's strike three. Five pitches, five fastballs, three strikes, and one out as Corey Collins goes down on strikes to the fastball of Orlando Gonzalez. And we'll take another look. That ball had a lot of outside run on it, going away from the left-handed hitter with some late movement as Gonzalez punches out his first St. Lucie Met. Now Nick Roselli up the plate. He shows bunt and pops one up foul, rolling off the netting behind home plate. It's an 0-1 count. Caden Gustafson behind home plate tonight for the first time this week. And Gustavo Garza is the bases umpire, currently situated on the foul side of the first baseline. The 1-1, fastball to the outside corner, check swing, but it doesn't matter. Clearly a strike on Roselli, and Gonzalez has him in an 0-2 hole. So an 0-2 count to Roselli, homer and six RBIs in his young pro career. Breaking ball just missing low, and the sinker makes it a 1-2 count. Gonzalez had only one start in the Dominican Summer League, pitched two innings with the Phillies Red, walked one, allowed a hit, and struck one batter out in two shutout frames. And he struck out his second batter here in the first inning. Ugly hack by Roselli as he goes after the changeup And Gonzalez has now punched out two of the first two. Here's another look as the just changeup dropping out of the zone completely, and Roselli thought it was coming in harder. So two strikeouts for Gonzalez. He has eight in six appearances as a thresher, as the first pitch for to Eli Serrano is fouled off 0-1. So an 0-1 count with two gone. Serrano, former teammate of Sam Highfill, one of the Threshers starters this week at NC State. Two homers, six RBIs so far with the Mets as he takes a fastball upstairs to even the count at 1-1. So one ball, one strike, two outs. And now here's the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt, and it's 2-1. Two on the count. Now the pitch from Gonzalez. Fastball upstairs makes it 3-1. Five walks, six strikeouts in 11 and a third innings so far from Orlando Gonzalez over his six games with Clearwater. 3-1. Upstairs, that's ball four, and that is the first base runner of the ballgame. A two-out walk to Eli Serrano, the third. Puts him on first with two outs in the opening frame. I'll bring up Yohairo Cuevas. Right fielder hitting cleanup tonight for St. Lucie. 46 RBIs is second on the active roster to Colin Houck, who is on deck. One home run and a .213 batting average for Cuevas. As Gonzalez deals, fastball missing upstairs, starts out Yohairo with a 1-0 count. Cuevas was with the Mets when the Threshers came up to Port St. Lucie back in May, as he takes a breaking ball, or sorry, that was a pickoff move over at first base. That was not in time. Serrano on first. It's a 1-0 to Cuevas, who's in a sixth game against Clearwater, 2-for-16 with two runs scored and three RBIs. He misses on a fastball and evens the count at 1-1. Cuevas drove in two runs in the fifth inning last night, so two of his three RBIs against the Threshers came a day ago. 1-1 the pitch, cut on and miss, swings through an upstairs fastball, and it's a 1-2 count. And you look at most of these other guys in the St. Lucie roster, the vast majority were not here back in May. So two very different teams, but the two halves, similar results for the Mets. Cuevas tips it into the glove, caught by Shoji Naga for strike three. One walk in the inning and a base runner left stranded, but Orlando Gonzalez strikes out the side for the Threshers to open up inning number one. He serves an appetizer to Corey Collins, can't touch the fastball, and Nick Roselli and Yohairo Cuevas struck out to end the first inning. Threshers come to bat for the first time next when we return.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Every Thursday night at Baker Ballpark is Tabs and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Baker Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
For the second.
Bottom of the first inning, after a scoreless top half, the Threshers try to get the first hit of the ball game when they come up to plate in the inning. Making his professional debut is Chandler March. We'll touch more on that later, but first we'll take you through the starting lineup for the first half champions in the West Division. the Clearwater Threshers. Starlin Caba stepping over to the leadoff spot in the left-handed batter's box against the righty Marsh. He'll be followed by Carter Matheson and Carson DeMartini to lead off the inning. Cleanup for the Threshers is Joel Dragoo. Caden Hediger bats sixth. The DH Brady Day hitting seventh. Hediger fifth, Day seventh. Cody Shojinaga batting seventh. Raider Tello hitting eighth. Avery Wusuasidu is the Threshers' nine hitter. First pitch to Starlin Caba is hit on a line into the gap in left center field. Serrano's going to chase it, but he's not going to get there. He'll turn and spin at the wall, setting the throw into second, and Caba round second base, and he's caught in a rundown between short and third. Snyder has it. First baseman picks it up at second base, and Caba can't avoid the tag as a lengthy rundown ends up in the arms of Corey Collins, keeping Caba off the base pass after he tried to stretch his first double as a Thresher into a leadoff triple. But a heck of a shot for the first pitch of the game and the first pitch thrown in the career of Chandler Marsh. But Caba was caught in a rundown in between second and third as the first pitch misses outside to Carter Matheson. Defense for the St. Lucie Mets, Corey Collins at first base, Nick Roselli at second, Colin Houck is at short, and Trey Snyder is at third. As Matheson tips a fastball into the mitt of Vincent Perozzo, the Mets catcher, evening the count at 1-1. Jacoby Long's in left, in center Eli Serrano the third, and Yohairo Cuevas is in right field. As Perozzo, the catcher, snags a breaking ball outside, 2-1. So a 2-1 to Matheson from Marsh, who sends the changeup in low. 3-1 is the count. And not only is Chandler Marsh, an undrafted free agent out of the University of Georgia, making his professional debut today, it's also his birthday. He turns 22 today, and he's spending it on the field here at BayCare Ballpark in his first career start as a professional baseball player. He has one out already, has given up a double, and a 3-2 count on Carter Matheson, who has reached base in all eight games he has played this season for the Clearwater Threshers. Payoff pitch coming to Carter, lefty-on-righty matchup as Marsh rocks and fires. Wrapped foul, that's going to roll down the first baseline and hit off the wall in foul territory. We'll do it again at 3-2. Eight walks in eight games for Matheson, five for his first 20 career at-bats with five runs scored and five steals in five tries. He's got a full count once again. The offering is a swing and a miss, and that is strike three as Matheson goes down on the slider. And the birthday boy Marsh gets his first professional strikeout for out number two in inning number one. So two down now, and Carson DeMartini coming at to the plate for the Clearwater Threshers. The Virginia Tech Hokies ACC era home run leader, 46 in 3 years at VT. 21-year-old hits one right back up the middle, and that rolls into right center field for a base hit. DeMartini takes a wide turn around first base, and he ends up with a single on the first pitch he sees, putting the Threshers on first with two outs. And a very good runner on that first base bag. We'll take another look. Just right back where it came from. A worm burner up the middle from Carson DeMartini to get the Threshers' second hit of the game and keep their first base runner on the base paths. And now the first pitch to Joel Dragoo is taken for a strike. Counts 0-1 as the fastball missed inside of the Threshers' right fielder. DeMartini's on first with two away. Michael Jones there giving some advice. The Threshers' bench coach is coaching first for them here tonight, with the skipper Marty Malloy coaching third. A bad back pick on a low and away sinker, well handled by Corey Collins, that if it had not been, would have put Carson DeMartini on the second base back. DeMartini has seven steals in his first eight tries as a professional after swiping six bags in seven chances at Virginia Tech in his final collegiate season. 1-1 count to Dre Goo as the slider misses outside. It's a 2-1 count. Dre Goo is the leader for all members of the Phillies 2024 draft class in RBIs. He has 10 so far in his first couple of weeks with Clearwater. And Dre Goo takes a fastball up and in. Now it's 3-1. So Chandler Marsh keeping the Threshers in this inning with a couple of missed pitches with two outs to Joel Dre Goo. He had an RBI in the win last night and scored a run. 3-1. Fastball up and away. No, it's called a strike, but it's instantly challenged by Joel Dre Goo. That's the first of the night. And Caden Gustafson will go to review and overturn the call. So Carson DeMartini moves to second. The Threshers reach base with a walk as Dre Goo gets his 10th walk over his last six games to tie his longest career on base streak. So Dre Goo is on first. DeMartini on second with two away in the bottom of the first for the switch hitting catcher, Caden Hediger. Staying in the five spot for the same for in the lineup each of the past two nights is Hediger. Bends over to avoid that wayward changeup that almost clipped him. It's a 1-0 count to the Threshers catcher turned first baseman for the night. With some departures of guys like Keaton Anthony, big congrats to him. He and Jordan Dissett just got called up to AA Reading from Jersey Shore. Best of luck to both of those young men who were on the Threshers' first half championship teams last year was Dissett. This year, Keaton Anthony starred for Clearwater, and he has led the South Atlantic League in batting average since he was called up, hitting .356 for the Jersey Shore Blue Claws since he started back in June. 2-0 to Hediger, taken for ball three. Curveball missing low and in, and it's a 3-0 count to the Threshers' first baseman. Hediger has been a Thresher since opening day, hitting .200 with five homers and 30 RBIs. 3-0 the count now, two on, two outs here in the bottom first. The pitch to Caden, fastball upstairs, but just over for a strike. It's 3-1. So a 3-1 count, Hediger trying to get aboard in any way, shape, or form, loading the bases or getting a hit, and a friendly hitter's count. He goes after the fastball and misses, fills up the count at 3-2. So now the runners will go. Dre Goo with three steals and five chances. He's on his way to second. And Carson DeMartini will be on his way to third. So a full count to Hediger as his timeout elapses. Runners taking big leads on the base pass for Clearwater. Three balls, two strikes, the count. Pitch number 20 of the bottom of the first in this scoreless ballgame. Here's Marsh. Runners go. Hediger pops this one up straight over our heads and onto the roof of the press box. We do it again at 3-2. Dre Goo back to first and DeMartini back to second. So still a full count to Caden Hediger. We are scoreless, but the Threshers have a man in scoring position. 3-2, runners go again, and they'll keep on moving. Curveball missing well inside to Hediger, and back-to-back two-out walks load up the bases for the Threshers. Dre Goo moves to second, DeMartini moves to third, Caden Hediger takes the empty space at first base. Now Brady Day comes up for the Threshers, as Vincent Perozzo will now be joined by the Mets manager, Yukery De La Cruz. And he's pulling the birthday boy in his first career outing. Seems like March was going to be used as an opener anyways, and typically rookies are held to a 25-pitch count early on, and he is already at 21. As Marsh now exits the game, and with the bases loaded and two outs, the Mets bring in a reliever out of their bullpen. We'll tell you who's coming in for St. Lucie next on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Scoreless tie in the bottom of the first.
For the second straight season, the Clearwater Threshers are back in the playoffs. Cheer on the Threshers in the Minor League Baseball postseason on Thursday, September 12th at BayCare Ballpark. Game time is 6:30 p.m. and features the regular Thursday staple, Taps and Tacos Night. Get ready for Threshers postseason baseball, plus tacos and burritos from Moe's Southwest Grill on Thursday, September 12th. And get your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com.
Watch me now. Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Clearwater Threshers baseball fans, stay after the game on Saturday nights in August and September as we finish off the 2024 regular season with a bang. Threshers post-game fireworks displays are sponsored by Little Greek Fresh Grill on August 17th, 24th, and September 7th. Close out summer with us and enjoy minor league baseball plus amazing fireworks show. Purchase your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com and light up the sky with us at BayCare Ballpark.
Christopher Gomez, the new pitcher for the St. Lucie Mets, enters with the bases loaded, but two outs in the inning. Brady Day is the first batter that Gomez will face, a lefty against the righty, as the Threshers DH tries to replicate his first hit last night. Fastball in for a strike, and it's 0-1. Day went 1 for 4 in yesterday's game. His only hit came in the four-run fifth inning that broke a 4-4 tie and gave the Threshers a 6-4 lead, which they would not let go of. 0-1. Hit back up the middle, but right to the awaiting shortstop. Colin Houck scoops it up, flips it over to first, and the shift will not be denied as Brady Day grounds out up the middle to end the first inning. So Chandler Marsh doesn't let up a run for his birthday, as Christopher Gomez takes care of the final out of the first inning. Threshers get two hits, but leave the bases loaded. As we head to the second, still scoreless here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Get ready for more Taps and Tacos Night at BayCare Ballpark. On Thursdays, Clearwater Threshers fans can enjoy the delicious combo of Moe's Southwest Grill and half-price drafts from local breweries. All beverages are 50% off for Threshers Thursday games, including sodas, water, and beers from local breweries like Crooked Thumb, Coppertail, and Escape. Grab your Moe's and wash it down with a half-price drink on Thursdays at Threshers games. Check out threshersbaseball.com for schedule and tickets.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids, for only $25 per child per season. Kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
The Clearwater Threshers are Florida State League West Division first half champions for the second year in a row, which means we'll be back in the postseason. The West Division series opens on the road with a postseason home game at BayCare Ballpark on Thursday, September 12th. If the series goes to three games, we will also host Game 3 on Friday, September the 13th. Gates will open at 5:30 for a 6:30 p.m. first pitch. 1-0 the count to Colin Houck leading off the second inning, and he was just shifted into the perfect spot to take away Brady Day's potential RBI groundout that went back up the middle as the sinker is fouled off to even the count at 1-1. Threshers still don't know who they'll be playing in the first half of the postseason as they are locked in scoreless tie in the top of the second against the St. Lucie Mets. It's a doubleheader in Lakeland, and the Flying Tigers take Game 1 And Colin Houck takes that wayward breaking ball on the shoulder. Tries to avoid it. Gets hit in the right shoulder by the Gonzalez sinker. And the leadoff man is aboard for the St. Lucie Mets. So game two of the doubleheader has just begun. Top of the second, scoreless in Lakeland as the Flying Tigers took game one, made up from a suspended game yesterday where the Mighty Muscles had a 2-0 lead. Fort Myers fell 7-3. So the Mighty Muscles had started the series with a better chance of making it to the postseason, but Lakeland has taken the first two games of the week. And now the Flying Tigers have a game and a half lead on Fort Myers, whose six-game losing streak started against the Threshers when they were in Fort Myers less than a week ago. 1-0 the pitch, slider low, and it's a 2-0 count. That walk-off home run from Brandon Winokur on Tuesday, the first game of that final road series for the Threshers, was the last victory for Fort Myers. 2-0 the pitch, fastball right down the pipe, and it's a called strike to Trey Snyder. Two balls and one strike the count. Colin Houck leads off of first base. He has eight stolen bases in his first 12 attempts over the course of this season. 2-1. Snyder hits one back up the middle to Caba. He flips it to second for one. Quick throw to first. Almost pulls Hediger off the bag, and it does. And no error on the incomplete double play. So just a fielder's choice that goes 6-4 and swaps Snyder on first base with Colin Houck for out number one. And we'll take a look. This looked pretty quick, but the speed of Snyder coming up the bases forced DeMartini's hand. He had to throw the ball a little bit higher, and you can see it just barely pulled Hediger off the base to nullify a potential double play. But the Threshers remain shifted for two with one out. And Jacoby Long now up at the plate. Long takes a sinker in the dirt. It's a 1-0 count. But regardless of who the Threshers do play in the postseason, with the division series beginning on Tuesday, September 10th, you can catch the audio broadcast on ThreshersBaseball.com. I'll have the call for the entire postseason, as well as the rest of the regular season, as Jacoby Long fouls off a fastball from Gonzalez to even the count at 1-1. Man on first is Trey Snyder, who has just one stolen base so far in two attempts in his first 17 games with the St. Lucie Mets. 1-1 the pitch, off goes Snyder, and he'll head right back to first as the fastball from Gonzalez was fouled back, and it's a 1-2 count now. So heading back to first is Snyder. He did not realize the pitch had been fouled off and had slid in to second base. So he's taking a second just to head back. He'll resume his lead on first with a 1-2 count and one out on Jacoby Long. And next pitch, slider in the dirt. It's a 2-2 count. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Snyder resumes his lead off of first, being watched by Hediger. The 2-2 outside on the fastball, and the count fills up at 3-2. Long, five RBIs so far. Another member of the Mets draft class, 17th rounder out of the U. Faces a full count. Gonzalez checks on the runner at first, and Snyder gets back just in time. A lead of maybe an inch longer, and he might have been out. That was a really good pickoff move from Orlando Gonzalez. Full count to Long now. Runner goes. Fastball hit on the ground towards second. They get another chance. DeMartini gets the throw. This time he gets it done, and it's a 6-4-3 double play. Starlin Caba in the perfect spot, and he flips it to DeMartini to turn two and end the top of inning number two. We'll take a look at the 6-4-3 as Gonzalez faces the minimum, and a smooth twin killing sends us to the bottom of the second, still scoreless on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Do you like tacos? come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to threshersbaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Buy your tickets ahead of time on threshersbaseball.com to take advantage of advanced purchase savings. You can even buy playoff tickets for the 2024 Florida State League Division Series. Opponent to be determined, but it will feature the Threshers, and frankly, that's all you need to know. Threshers in a scoreless ball game. They had their chances, but left the bases loaded in the bottom of the first as Shoji Naga ducks under a high fastball that pounds the back of the backstop, ending up in a ball. So 1-0 count to Shoji Naga, who shows off the dance moves avoiding this one. Little lean back. I'm not going to sing the song because the lyrics are inappropriate, though, but it's a great song. Terror Squad, check it out. 1-0 to Shoji Naga. Hit on the ground towards third. It's scooped up by Snyder. Takes a step toward first. High throw, and the jumping catch made in time by Collins. Landing on the bag a second before Shoji Naga, as he is retired for out number one on the ground ball. And we'll take another look. A lot of times those kind of throws can result in an error. Smooth fielding play by Snyder, a little bit high, but Corey Collins going full extension to make that grab for the first out in the inning. So ground ball gets out number one. Now Rado Tella up at the bottom of the second, takes a called strike on a slider to make it an 0-1 count. Osu Asidu on deck for Clearwater as they sent six up in inning number one. Now the 0-1 coming to Tello. Here's the pitch. Fastball, what did that hit off of? The bat or the glove? And it's on the appeal, it's ruled a strike. Definitely hit off of the glove of the catcher, Vincent Perozzo. As Tello's bat missed it, but he did go around. So 0-2 to Tello now, takes the slider low, and it's a 1-2 count as we take a look at how close that one was. The high fastball, and yeah, I don't think it actually hit Tello's bat. That did look like he went around on the check swing attempt. 1-2 to Tello, ground ball back up the middle. No one's going to get there. It's a base hit for Raider Tello. Three knocks for Clearwater, and Tello gets on the board with a one-out single as the Threshers have a base runner with Tello getting his first hit of the series. Take another look. Just a textbook piece of hitting. Two strikes the count. Inside fastball, and Raider Tello turned on it and sent it into the outfield for a base hit. He's been caught stealing once, but he had six steals and seven tries in 2024 with the Hawkeyes, as Avery Owusu-Asidu now steps up to the plate. First pitch to Avery is drilled out to right center field, but right in the path of Eli Serrano. That ball was absolutely hammered, just jumped off the bat of Owusu-Asidu, but it went right into the line of the center fielder. So a well-hit ball by Avery still accounts for the second out, as Starlin Caba comes up to the plate for the Threshers after trying to turn his double into a triple in inning number one. His first extra base hit as a Thresher. which is surprising considering his skill hitting the ball. But Caba has still developing his power as he is still 18 years old. But the contact skills certainly there. Already has an on-base percentage well over 300 with 8 RBIs as a Thresher. 1-0 the pitch. Outside on the fastball, and it's a 2-0 count now to Starlin Caba. Tello with a short lead off of first. Collins holding him on. The pitch from Gomez. Fouled back by Caba. It's 2-1. 2-2. No, I was right the first time. It's a 2-1 count to Caba. Tello on first, still scoreless here in the bottom of the second. Threshers with the game's first three hits. Two on the count. Now the pitch. Fastball inside. Back pick bluffed by Perozzo. And he sends Tello sliding back into the bag safely. 3-1 count, though, to Starlin Caba. Threshers got a two-out single and a pair of two-out walks to load the bases in the first inning. And we'll see if Caba can get himself on board with two gone after a first-inning double. 3-1 the pitch. Low, and that is ball four. Fastball just diving for the dirt as Caba will reach on a two-out walk. Third walk for this Mets pitching staff. All of them have come with two outs in the inning. Now there are two gone in the bottom of the second and two men aboard. Caba, the faster of the two runners, is on first base. And Raider Tello, who still has solid speed, is on second. Perozzo gives out the signals to his infield as Carter Matheson steps up to the plate for the Clearwater Threshers. He has reached base in each of his first eight games as a pro, joining the Threshers after the Phillies drafted him in round number 5 out of Indiana in this past year's draft. First pitch to Matheson. Curveball settles for a strike, and it's an 0-1 count. Carter struck out swinging back in the first inning. A battle of an at-bat, though, worked the count full, fouled off a couple of two-strike pitches, but was unable to get himself aboard. Now there are two outs in the inning as Matheson tries to start a rally for Clearwater with two on. The 0-1. Breaking ball in the dirt, and it's a 1-1 count now to Carter Matheson. Matheson, an Indiana native as well, from Fort Wayne, best known for being the home of the San Diego Padres High A affiliate, the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Matheson went to Bloomington, which is about 3 hours away, for his collegiate career. Great take on the high fastball. No, but I think that... No, it's a ball. It's 2-1. Hard to tell whether that was called a strike or a ball by Caden Gustafson. Two on the count to Matheson. Two on, two outs as Gomez sets up from the stretch at the center of the rubber. Takes a deep breath. Two strikes, and that should be a balk. And luckily for the Mets, Vincent Perozzo called time before a balk could be called on Christopher Gomez. So the Mets catch a break, and now 2-1 coming to Matheson. Curveball way outside. It's 3-1. The count, two gone here in the bottom of the second inning. A friendly hitter's count for Matheson, trying to bring one of these two runners home to score. And pickoff attempt at second, sails into center field. And Tello will stay at second base as Eli Serrano III was right there and aware, stopping both runners from moving into scoring position. Caba was ready to go to second base as we take another look. And you see that throw just missed the glove of Nick Roselli. Of Colin Houck. 3-1 now to Matheson. Payoff pitch. This ball hit well out to left center field. Serrano on the run. Onto the warning track. He makes a running catch, and that will do it for the second inning. A long run into left center field for Eli Serrano as once again the Threshers start a mini rally with two outs. They get a hit and a walk, but leave two men aboard. Five runners left for the Threshers in the first two innings. Still scoreless here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
at Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by Bay Care, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
The best happy hours in Clearwater are Wednesday happy hours at Frenchie's Tiki Pavilion. Enjoy drink specials, music, food, and cornhole, all overlooking the best ballpark in baseball, Bay Care Ballpark. Admission is free and only available for patrons 21 and over. Gates open at 5 p.m., last call by 9 p.m. Excited for my favorite off-season tradition, drinking at the Tiki Bar with all of my friends in Thresherville. Daverson Gutierrez started off the fastball that misses. It's a 1-0 count to the Mets' designated hitter, hitting eighth for St. Lucie in a scoreless top of the third. 1-0 from Gonzalez, fastball just missing outside, and it's a 2-0 count. Perozzo and Collins to follow Daverson Gutierrez. Signed last year out of San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic and played his first season for the Dominican Summer League Mets. He swings the fastball and misses. It's a 2-1 count. This year, though, Gutierrez, who's listed as a catcher by trade, started the season in the Florida Complex League. And this ball is lifted in the air out to shallow center field on a 2-1 count. Demartini calls off everyone, but the final call always goes to the center fielder when it's in the outfield. Carter Matheson takes advantage and makes the grab for out number one. Good communication once again by the Threshers. And there's one out in the third inning as Daverson Gutierrez is retired. That'll bring up Vincent Perozzo, the catcher for tonight's game. He's battled injuries this season as he started last year with St. Lucie as well. One homer, 21 RBIs, and a 179 average for the backstop Perozzo. He golfs the first pitch fastball foul, and it's an 0-1 count. Sky is looking as good as it has this entire week. Surrounded by storms, it seems, this week in Clearwater, but a beautiful blue sky with speckled clouds making for a great night of baseball ahead here in the top of the third. Bouncing breaking ball knocks off the umpire. And it's a 1-1 count as Perozzo takes the ball. 38 pitches for Orlando Gonzalez, 20 over for strikes through 2 1/3 innings here in the top of the third. 1-1 the count as a righty is warming up in the St. Lucie Mets bullpen. Thresher's pen is clear. 1-1 the pitch. Perozzo wraps one foul down the first baseline, and the Mets first base coach makes the play. A 1-2 count to Vincent Perozzo. One and two the count. As Perozzo steps back into the batter's box, restarting the pitch clock. 10 on the clock as Perozzo is now set. And Gonzalez gets ready from the stretch. The kick of the pitch. 1-2 in the dirt again. And the changeup skips into the mitt of Shoji Naga, prompting a new ball for Gonzalez and evening the count at 2-2. So a 2-2 count, one gone and a scoreless tie here in the top of the third inning. Orlando Gonzalez sets. Three on the pitch clock as he deals. 2-2. Did he go? Yes, he did. That is strike three. Orlando Gonzalez fools Perozzo with the slider as he went around on the pitch that I believe hit his foot. And we'll take another look. If you go around on any pitch, no matter where it lands, that's a strike. And instead of taking his base, Perozzo hops back to the dugout after getting plunked in the top of his right foot. So a tough break for St. Lucie, but Gonzalez now has four punch-outs as he starts off the leadoff man Corey Collins with an 0-1 count, two outs here in the third inning. The amount of times that kind of at-bat has happened to me in MLB The Show on a pitch 30 feet inside is kind of absurd, so refreshing to see it happen to someone I'm playing against for once. Or in this case, the Threshers are playing against. 1-1 the count to Corey Collins as he takes the breaking ball outside. Two gone in the top of the third as Gonzalez kicks and deals. Low as the sinker brings the count up to 2-1. Collins 0-1, struck out on five pitches to lead off the game. Not often you see a first baseman in the leadoff spot, but this is a Phillies team, and Kyle Schwarber is our leadoff hitter. 2-1, swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. And Corey Collins, another Georgia draftee, sixth-round draft pick for the former Bulldog in this past year by the Mets. 2-2 the count as Gonzalez deals. High fly ball, and that goes foul. Despite the best efforts of Caden Hediger chasing after that, it's a souvenir for the Sweets as we stay at 2-2 with two outs here in the top of the third inning. Gonzalez digging in as he sets up from the stretch in the first base side of the bump. He's got his pitch at 5 on the pitch clock. Now he deals. 2-2, another foul ball, and this one well into the stands. No one is going to catch that one as that bounces on the concourse and out of the stadium entirely. So still a 2-2 count to Corey Collins, who is back set in the left-handed batter's box. Still scoreless in the top of the third. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Gonzalez deals. That's 3 straight pitches fouled off. Hediger trying to make this one playable, leaning into the camera well, and that ball is well out of play once again. 3 straight pitches fouled off by Corey Collins as Caden Hediger made his best efforts to chase after that one, but was unsuccessful. Still a 2-2 count to Collins as Orlando Gonzalez is approaching his 50th pitch of the ballgame. Now the 2-2 again. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Pulls the string with the slider. And the second two batters are called out on strikes as Orlando Gonzalez gets his 4th and 5th punch outs to end the third inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And a nice little goodbye from Orlando Gonzalez. 5 strikeouts for him, no runs for either side as we head to the bottom third.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Bay Care Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field. Plus, a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
Joy. join us for Boo Bash here at Bay Care Ballpark. It's a friendly, family-friendly trick-or-treat event right here at Bay Care Ballpark on Halloween night. Local businesses and vendors will be passing out candy to kids on the concourse as families walk table to table. Hayrides, games, and an on-field costume parade highlight the evening. Gates will open on October 31st at 5:30. And I will not try to steal everyone's candy. That is a promise. Not sure if I can keep it, but I guess we'll find out on Halloween. Bottom of the third inning, Carson DeMartini leading things off for the Threshers, holding up his swing, but he goes around on the first pitch of Tanner Witt's career. 14th rounder out of Texas, and Witt in for his first professional start. He'll be started off with DeMartini, Dre Goo, and Hediger as the Threshers start off the third inning with an 0-2 on DeMartini. In a scoreless tie, Clearwater with three hits so far. DeMartini has one of them. He singled back in the first inning, made it all the way to third. 0-2 the count now here in the bottom of the third inning as DeMartini tips one foul into the glove of Perozzo, and that is enough for strike three. So the first batter faced by Tanner Witt ends up in a strikeout as the former Longhorn gets DeMartini to go for out number one. So one gone, and Joel Dre Goo now coming up to the plate for the Clearwater Threshers. Dre Goo walked in the first, extending his on-base streak to a career-best six games. Pops up the first pitch he sees, playable in foul territory for Collins, or so he thought, as that one falls into the stands and ends up as a souvenir. It's an 0-1 count as Dre Goo fouls off the first pitch. Dre Goo had a six-game hit streak to begin his career. Also had a six-game on-base streak, but in terms of games, we're not talking hits, just on base. Dre Goo has tied his career best. Two six-game streaks where he has reached in every one of those games. 1-1 the count now as the breaking ball misses to the Phillies. Seventh rounder out of Presbyterian. The 1-1 pitch. Low and at the knees. Inside corner. Strike two on the curveball to Dre Goo. One ball, one strike. One ball, two strikes. One out. Dre Goo takes the slider outside and low. And it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, and now the pitch. Dre Goo hammers one on a line, but it's caught at third base by Trey Snyder. Right place, right time, and the Mets have just been shifting right where the hits have gone so far this game. Line out to Dre Goo brings up out number two in the third inning, and now up comes Caden Hediger, who, like Dre Goo, drew a walk in his first at bat. Two outs in the bottom third, still scoreless here at Bay Care Ballpark. And the first pitch to Hediger misses outside. Changeup makes it 1-0. Hediger was 0-4 last night. First game in his last 13 where he had failed to reach base. He's 1-7 over the course of the series with a double. Now the 1-0. Fastball at the chest. It's 1-1 as that one settles over for a called strike. One ball, one strike, two outs. Now the pitch from Witt. Swing and a miss, and it is 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Now the pitch. Fastball, tap, foul. Hediger bounces that in towards the Mets dugout. It's 1-2. One One ball, two strikes, two outs. Witt sets, deals. Outside on the heater. Good take by Hedegaard, even the count at 2-2. And I think one of the things that has kept Hedegaard in the top 30 conversation on MLB.com is his plate discipline. He takes a lot of pitches you wouldn't expect a minor leaguer in his first full season as a pro to take. That was an easy take, but still some acrobatic moves by Hedegaard to get out of the way of that curveball. And it is 3-2. Full count. Here's the payoff. Hedegaard hits another ground ball foul. Well played by Michael Jones at first, but it's still 3-2. Jonesy making sure that one goes to a kid. That's always good. Full count to Hedegaard. 15 pitches, 10 for strike so far for Witt. Here's the payoff again, and it's another liner foul. That one reaches the tarp and careens into right field. Third straight, third pitch, fouled off with two strikes by Caden Hedegaard. Payoff pitch once again. Cut on and missed, and that's strike three. 1-2-3 third inning as Tanner Witt starts off his professional career with a pair of strikeouts. We're through three here at Bay Care Ballpark. We are still tied without a run scored.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Every Thursday night at Bay Care Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Bay Care Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
Keep up with the action all season long and visit threshersbaseball.com for events, merchandise, and a whole lot more. Lakeland up 4-0 in game two of their doubleheader, and they seem poised to set up a rematch of last year's Florida State League Division Series. Still not clinched yet, but it looks bleak for the Mighty Muscles on this Friday. Top of the fourth inning, scoreless here in Clearwater. Nick Roselli, Eli Serrano, and Jairo Cuevas leading off the fourth inning. Luis Avila coming into the game, his earliest as a Thresher, as he started off Roselli with a fastball to make an 0-1. Avila usually used late in games for the Threshers. I suspect that's how he'll be used for the postseason as well, as the fastball darts in and is fouled back by Roselli, 0-2. Orlando Gonzalez just turned in his best start of the season so far. Three shutout innings, no hits, and just one walk allowed with five strikeouts. Three scoreless frames, but a no decision for Orlando Gonzalez. 0-2 to Roselli now in the top of the fourth inning. And this one is smacked backwards, keeping the count at 0-2 as that one will land in the stands. Nothing and two remains the count to Roselli, who struck out swinging on four pitches back in inning number one. One of five batters punched out by Gonzalez. Could Avila get his first here? He's got an 0-2 count on Roselli. Sets up at the belt, and now he kicks and deals. Waving a whiff, strike three. Pulls the string with a sinker, and Roselli down swinging for the second time as Luis Avila gets the punch out in inning number four. Take another look, and this one had some heavy drop on it. Good pitch by Avila for the strikeout, as there's one gone in the fourth now for Eli Serrano. He was the first base runner for the Mets, walked in the first inning, and has started off with a strike, 0-1. 207 hitter in his pro career, two homers, six RBIs for Eli Serrano. Scoreless game in the top of the fourth inning, and Avila deals, just missing inside with a slider, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strikes, one out. Skies continuing to clear up here in Clearwater as Serrano taps a fastball foul to make it 1-2. So one ball, two strikes the count as Serrano takes a quick timeout, digging back in to the left-handed batter's box. 1-2. Fastball just missing outside. No challenge, so it stays even at 2-2. Avila, in his 19th appearance for Clearwater, joined the team in June. 2-3 with three saves and a .72 ERA as Serrano slams the sinker into the netting. Still 2-2. He was signed out of Turmero in Venezuela in 2023. Now 21 years old. He has already gone through the complex league and is now here with the Threshers in his second pro season. The 2-2 fouled back, and we remain even at 2-2. Still one out in the top of the fourth inning. Two balls, two strikes the count in a scoreless ball game. Avila deals. Oof. Oh, I heard that ball hit his kneecap. That can't be good. Eli Serrano down in pain as that ball bounced off of his left kneecap, and that's going to be enough to bring out the trainer. And Yukari De La Cruz coming to the plate as well. Take another look, and you can see that ball get the knee, and you could even hear it up here. That just did not sound good. As the Hen Athletic trainer, as the athletic trainer for St. Lucie, checking out Serrano's knee. Couple of Mets looking up and ready at the dugout, and Serrano, I think, is going to try and tough this one out. Seems like he's heading towards first base, just trying to walk on it, but a baseball to the kneecap probably doesn't feel good. Hopefully he can go, and he's going to head over to first base. While he sees if we can go, we'll look at the Phillies system. Rain has canceled the game in Buffalo. Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs won't be playing tonight. The Reading Fightin' Phils are trailing 5-0 in the bottom of the third inning against Erie, with Zach Arnold currently at the dish for the Fightins, and Jersey Shore with a 2-0 lead on the Aberdeen Ironbirds in the bottom of the second inning. So Eli Serrano will remain on first base after the hit-by-pitch, kind of lumbering around there, but it seems like he'll be staying in this game. One gone for Johairo Cuevas. Threshers shift for two after their second hit-by-pitch. One out in the top of the fourth, and the first pitch to Cuevas misses outside. 1-0 is the count. Cuevas went down on strikes to end the first inning. And is 0-1. Now the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Well out in front of the breaking ball from Avila. Looks like the changeup there, and it's 1-1. Fastball that can get up to 97 for Avila, mixed with a changeup and a slider for the 21-year-old Venezuelan righty. Pickoff attempt at first base. Solid toss, but back in safely is Eli Serrano. Serrano the third has one stolen base so far in his only chance through his first 16 games as a pro. It's a 1-1 count to Cuevas now. Here's the pitch. Fastball tapped foul, bouncing on the plate and rolling into the left-handed batter's box to make it 1-2 as that ball will be discarded in favor of a new one for Avila. So now the count's 1-2. Man on first with one gone and a scoreless top of the fourth. Wind has slowed to a crawl, slightly blowing towards right field as time is called by Cuevas. Now the 1-2 as Avila sets with 10 on the pitch clock. He wheels and fires to first. Pickoff not in time as Serrano once again slides underneath the tag of Caden Hettiger. So it's a 1-2 count to Cuevas as Avila kicks and deals. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Fastball blown right by Cuevas, and Avila with his second punchy of the inning for out number two. Seven strikeouts for Threshers pitching as Avila has 15 pitches, 10 over for strikes, with two strikeouts for the first two outs in the top of the fourth inning. Cuevas couldn't touch that last fastball at 96, and he'll sit down. Now Colin Houck at the dish for the Mets. He was the first man hit by a pitch in the second, as for the third time, checked back at first is Eli Serrano. Two gone in the fourth as Houck is ready for his first at bat. First pitch, low, and it's ball one on the missing fastball from Avila. One other pitch. Fouled back, hits off the top of the netting behind home plate, and brings the count up to 1-1. Serrano on first, not really testing the Threshers' battery. Shaking off an injured knee. The 1-1 pitch, fastball just missing outside, and it's 2-1. With no challenge on the outside pitch. Righty getting loose in the Mets bullpen as it looked like they're giving both of their new draftees just one inning to work with as the slider misses outside to Houck and it's 3-1. Three balls, one strike, two outs. Already a man aboard for St. Lucie here in the top of the fourth. The pitch to Houck is in for a strike. The slider touches the outside edge to fill up the count at 3-2. And now we'll see how good the knee feels from Eli Serrano as he's likely to head to second on the ensuing payoff pitch. Three balls, two strikes, runner goes, and it's a swing and a miss as Houck is sent back to the dugout. Second time this game, a Threshers hurler has struck out the side with a base runner still aboard. A hit by pitch puts the only runner on for St. Lucie, and Luis Avila gets a high fastball by a former first-round pick to end the fourth inning, leaving a man aboard. Still scoreless, heading to the bottom fourth.
The second straight season, the Clearwater Threshers are back in the playoffs. Cheer on the Threshers in the Minor League Baseball postseason on Thursday, September 12th at BayCare Ballpark. Game time is 6:30 p.m. and features the regular Thursday staple, Taps and Tacos Night. Get ready for Threshers postseason baseball, plus tacos and burritos from Moe's Southwest Grill on Thursday, September 12th. And get your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact connect with other fans, play daily games, and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
For the last time in the 2024 regular season, stick around after tomorrow's game for the best fireworks show in town. Gates will open on Saturday, September 7th at 5:30 p.m. with first pitch at 6:30 p.m. Fireworks presented by Little Greek Fresh Grill. And they also sell gyros and baklava at the home plate grill behind home plate. That's why it's called that. And I highly recommend getting some of them. They are delicious. So, bottom of the fourth inning. Threshers have had all the chances so far. They loaded the bases once and have left five batters aboard in the first three innings of the ball game. Scoreless so far, though, and Brady Day now comes up for the Threshers as he takes a curve for a ball, 1-0 the count. He had his first multi-RBI day yesterday. Two-run single gave the Threshers the lead for good in the four-run fifth inning for Clearwater yesterday. Five ribbies so far in his first month with the Threshers. The 1-0 is hammered out to right field, but right in the path of Cuevas, who runs all the way to the warning track and runs off the wall in celebration of the running catch. Well-executed route from the field to the ball for Cuevas, and another well-struck ball hit by a Thresher was taken away from them. As we take another look at just how good that catch was from Jairo Cuevas. Now one gone, and Cody Shojinaga up with the dish for the Threshers. First pitch to him is a fastball upstairs, 1-0. That's pitch number 20 from Tanner Witt, who may well be facing his last batter. Though as I say that, I look in the Mets bullpen. It doesn't look like anyone's warming up. Witt has retired the first four batters he has faced, two Ks so far, an inning and a third. Now the 1-0 to Shojinaga skips in the dirt, and it's a 2-0 count. Shojinaga 0-for-1 today, grounded out to third in his only prior appearance, but he has reached in each of his past six games, four for his last 18 now, with four ribbies, two runs scored, and seven walks since the 23rd of August. The 2-0, low and away, and the changeup misses to make it 3-0. Now he is just one ball away from putting the Threshers on first base. One out already in the bottom of the fourth, still scoreless. Threshers without a base runner since a two-out walk in the second inning. And 3-1 now as the fastball jumps in for a strike. Three balls, one strike the count, one out here in the bottom fourth. Witt sets up and deals. Fouled away by Shojinaga, and the fastball turns into a souvenir on the top of the sweeps. It is 3-2. Shojinaga signed to Kansas as a catcher, but played mostly as an infielder as a Jayhawk, and he has split time between first base and behind the plate since the Phillies picked him up in the sixth round of the 2023 MLB draft. Full count to Shojinaga. And this one hit in the air out to left field. Coming in is Long. And he makes the catch on the run for the second out of the fourth inning. Got to go with a pitch like that with a 3-2 count. And Shojinaga just a bit underneath it. Long makes the run for the catch in the out. And that's going to be it for Tanner Witt. He retired all five batters he faced. No hits allowed, two strikeouts, no walks, and no runs allowed either. So Tanner Witt, a solid start to his pro career. He'll hand the ball to manager Yukery De La Cruz, who makes a call to the Mets bullpen with two outs in the fourth inning. Raider Tello is up next for the Threshers as they're tied to the Mets 0-0 with two outs in the bottom fourth.
Clearwater Threshers baseball fans, stay after the game on Saturday nights in August and September as we finish off the 2024 regular season with a bang. Threshers post-game fireworks displays are sponsored by Little Greek Fresh Grill on August 17th, 24th, and September 7th. Close out summer with us and enjoy minor league baseball plus amazing fireworks show. Purchase your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com and light up the sky with us at BayCare Ballpark. Get ready for more Taps and Tacos Night at BayCare Ballpark. On Thursdays, Clearwater Threshers fans can enjoy the delicious combo of Moe's Southwest Grill and half-price drafts from local breweries. All beverages are 50% off for Threshers Thursday games, including sodas, water, and beers from local breweries like Crooked Thumb, Coppertail, and Escape. Grab your Moe's and wash it down with a half-price drink on Thursdays at Threshers games. Check out threshersbaseball.com for schedule and tickets.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Raider Tello is the first batter who will face the new pitcher for the Mets, Anthony Nunez, a undrafted free agent out of the University of Tampa, who gets the first pitch, inducing a ground out by Raider Tello. Three unassisted on the play, and one pitch for Nunez ends the fourth inning. Threshers down in order for the second straight frame as we head to the top of the fifth inning, still scoreless here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to BayCare Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Come down to BayCare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to threshersbaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Fastball, and he whiffs. It is an 0-1 count. Long grounded into the double play in the second inning that ended the frame in his first at bat. Now he's got Snyder leading off of first, 0-1 again. This time behind on the fastball, a swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Count with a short lead off of first by Snyder. Avila tries to pick him off, but Trey slides underneath the tag of Caden Hediger. 0-2, just missing. Fastball missed outside. It's a 1-2 count to Long. 222 hitter so far in his pro career with five RBIs. 1-2 pitch. Oh, just a bit inside, and the fastball looks like it got Long on the wrist. And now the first two batters reach for St. Lucie in the top of the fifth inning, and out comes the Mets trainer once again. In from third, Yukari De La Cruz, as this should be a bit quicker. Long getting checked out on his walk towards first base. He appears all right, and there are runners on first and second in the fifth inning. Two walks, three batters hit by a pitch so far from Threshers pitching, but we're still scoreless, though the Mets have multiple runners aboard for the first time in this ballgame, with men on first and second. Snyder on second, and Long on first. That'll bring up Daverson Gutierrez. The Threshers infield shifted for two with Carson DeMartini pinched up the middle against the righty Gutierrez. Top of the fifth inning, scoreless, but the match their best chance so far. Curveball missing, and it's a 1-0 count to Gutierrez, who flied out to Matheson in center field in his last at bat. One oh the count. Here's the pitch. Fastball in there for a strike, and the count evens at 1-1. And an unsuccessful challenge by Daverson Gutierrez, so the count is 1-1. Two on, nobody out, as Avila scans the runners. He rocks and fires. Wave and a miss. Nasty slider from Luis, and it's 1-2. So one ball and two strikes, the count. Nobody out, two aboard here in the top of the fifth. Scoreless so far. And Luis Avila has been a solid part of that. Three strikeouts in the last inning. And now ahead of the count on Gutierrez with two on and nobody out. 10 on the pitch clock as Avila sets up, rocks and fires. This ball hit high in the air, out to left field. Usuasidu calls off the oncoming Matheson, reaches up and makes the grab. Tag bluffed at second base by Snyder. And Usuasidu makes the grab for the opening out in the top of the fifth inning. That'll bring up Vincent Perozzo, who went down on strikes in the third inning. And he is 0 for 1. And out comes Marty Malloy, and that is going to do it for Luis Avila. It seems like each team is in the midst of a bullpen game right now, as the Threshers are about to go to their third different pitcher here in the top of the fifth inning. An inning and two solid innings. Inning and two-thirds of solid work from Luis Avila. Or an inning and one-third, excuse me. He struck out three. Walked one, did not allow a hit, would be on the hook if any of the two runs on base come across to score. But Vincent Perozzo will greet the new Threshers pitcher coming in from the bullpen now. It looks like Juan Amarante, and I'll confirm when we return.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off nine innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. connect with events that shape and change the game and our country, and relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the first time since early August, Juan Amarante makes an appearance out of the bullpen for the Clearwater Threshers. One out and two aboard for the lefty Amarante going in for the next five batters at the very least, because Perozzo, Collins, Roselli, Serrano, Cuevas, the next five up for St. Lucie, all of them are left-handed hitters. So Amarante coming out of the pen to try and keep this scoreless. Doing a good job so far as he gets a whiff on a slider from Vincent Perozzo, already down 0-2 against the Venezuelan lefty signed in January of 2020.
Social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Baycare Ballpark for Taps and Tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field, plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need. The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher game, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Don't forget to follow the Clearwater Threshers on Facebook, at Threshers Baseball, to keep up with the action all season long. We're also at Threshers Baseball on Instagram and Threads, at Threshers on X and TikTok. So plenty of ways to follow your favorite baseball team on social media. Josh Sperber here on the Threshers Broadcast Network, scoreless at the halfway point of this ball game, and back out for a full inning of work is Anthony Nunez. Lines finished for Tanner Witt and Luis Avila. Witt inning in two-thirds with two strikeouts. No runs, no hits allowed. Similar for Avila, who went an inning and a third with one walk and three strikeouts. So that brings Perozzo back to the backstop after a short mound visit. And now Avery Owusu-Asidu leads off the bottom of the fifth inning. One pitch and one out for Anthony Nunez in the end of the fourth inning. Now he's got Owusu-Asidu, Caba, and Matheson to lead off the fifth in this scoreless ballgame. First pitch to Avery is a fastball center cut. 0-1 the count as Owusu-Asidu takes it for a called strike. He flied out to center field, so he's 0-1 today. It's an 0-1 count now. Here's the pitch. Slider cut on and missed, and it's 0-2. Owusu-Asidu, 188 hitter on the season, 8 homers and 24 RBIs, and he has the exact same home run total and RBI total at home that he has on the road. 4 homers, 12 RBIs in his career at BayCare Ballpark. 0-2 the pitch. Fouled back, and that knocked off the catcher, but Perozzo doesn't sweat it, and it's still 0-2 as the slider will be replaced by a new baseball courtesy of the Threshers bat boy. So an 0-2 count now to Owusu-Asidu, 0-1 on the day. He has homered already this series, going deep in on Tuesday. Well, technically Wednesday. 0-2. Swing, and it bounces off the glove of Perozzo. Owusu-Asidu chugging for first, but Perozzo makes the toss, and Cordy Collins makes the catch as we have our first out of the fifth inning. Drop third strike. It is the fourth strikeout by St. Lucie pitchers, first for Anthony Nunez. That flips over the lineup card, bringing up the top of the Threshers' order. Leadoff man Starlin Caba, who has doubled and walked so far today, but was caught at third base trying to extend his hit to three. 1-0 the count now as the fastball misses outside. Caba, one for one today. Reached base in each of his first two at-bats as he takes a slider at the knees for a called strike. Caba, number 88 prospect in all of the major leagues and fourth in the Phillies system. 1-1, hit on the ground, foul down the first baseline before it's picked up by Corey Collins. Count now to 1-2 with one gone in the bottom of the fifth inning. Caba's double was his first extra base hit as a Thresher. After joining the team on July 23rd while the team was in Tampa. One ball, two strikes, the count. Now here's the kick of the pitch. Hit on the ground, high chopper down the third base line. It crosses the third base bag, foul. It stays at 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one out. Bottom of the fifth inning. And Caba awaits the pitch, hammers the line drive, but directly to the shifted third baseman. And that's the second time today that Trey Snyder has not had to move except putting his glove up to the baseball to make an out. It happened to Joel Dragoo in the third inning. And now Starlin Caba right to the shifted third baseman. Four out, number two. So two down as the changeup makes it 1-0, dropping below the zone to Carter Matheson, who will try to extend his on-base streak to 9 games in his 9th professional game. Tonight he's 0-2, though, strikeout and a flyout for the Threshers center fielder. Changeup bounces on the dirt, and it's 2-0. New baseball coming for Nunez, an undrafted free agent who played his college ball about 30 minutes away from here at the University of Tampa. 2-0 the pitch. Broken bat grounder over to first base. It's right to Collins. He scoops it up, flips it to the pitcher, and Nunez covers the bag with ease as the ground out ends the fifth inning. Threshers have been retired in order in each of the last three frames. We're still scoreless heading into the sixth on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Every Thursday night at Baker Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Bay Care Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
For the second straight season, the Clearwater Threshers are back in the playoffs. Cheer on the Threshers in the minor league baseball postseason on Thursday, September 12th at BayCare Ballpark. Game time is 6:30 p.m. and features the regular Thursday staple, Taps and Tacos Night. Get ready for Threshers postseason baseball, plus tacos and burritos from Moe's Southwest Grill on Thursday, September 12th. And get your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com.
Juan Amarante still on the mound. A pair of lefties in the do up here in the top of the sixth inning. Still a scoreless ball game here at BayCare Ballpark. Threshers have three hits, and Juan Amarante is going to start off on the mound after coming in to face five straight lefty batters. I remember noticing that it was strange how many batters in a row hitting from the left side that the Mets had in their lineup. when I first got the lineup this afternoon, as Amarante sends the slider inside but missing to Nick Roselli for ball number one. Corey Collins, Nick Roselli, Eli Serrano, Yohairo Cuevas, the first four batters in St. Lucie's order, all lefties, as a sinker is taken for a strike on the outside edge to Nick Roselli. Vincent Perozzo is the nine hitter, also lefty. So Marty Malloy found a time where it was five lefties in a row, and he put a lefty in. Amarante, the 1-1, fastball on the outside corner, and it's 1-2, but it is challenged and instantly upheld. Still a 1-2 count to Nick Roselli, second baseman tonight, who has struck out in each of his previous two at-bats. 1-2. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Nasty bender from Juan Amarante, and the lefty has taken down three lefty batters in a row, starting off his outing with two strikeouts as we have an out here in the sixth inning. That'll bring up another lefty, Eli Serrano the third. So he is the fourth lefty that Amarante will be facing today. First pitch to Eli, fastball upstairs, and it's a 1-0 count. And it's great to see Serrano still in the ballgame, as the pitch has actually changed to a called strike. Serrano walked in the first inning, and in the fourth, he was hit in the kneecap on an errant pitch by Luis Avila. Was down for some time. Fastball upstairs. He didn't go. It's 1-1. Serrano remained in the game in that fourth inning and has not come out. So he is still in the lineup for the Mets. The 1-1. Curveball just missing low, and it's a 2-1 count. And the challenge pitch stays at ball number two. 2-1 is the count to Eli Serrano. 2-1 upstairs. That one bounces off the top of Shoji Naga's glove. It's 3-1. Here's the pitch. Fastball, hard ground ball to first base, and Hediger can't get there. It's a base hit into right field. The no-hitter is over in the top of the sixth inning. The longest no-hit bid from the Threshers in 2024. 5 1/3 innings of no-hit ball, and Eli Serrano III has now reached for the third straight time. He is 1-for-1 with that one-out single here in the sixth inning. Now Yohairo Cuevas, the fifth and final lefty in a row that Amarante will face, as the Threshers are set up for two with one out here in the top of the sixth inning. Serrano's on first, and Yohairo Cuevas takes an upstairs fastball for ball number one. As Serrano inches his way off of first, the pitch just missing outside on the slider, and it's a 2-0 count. Zero-zero in the top of the sixth inning. First hit of the game from Eli Serrano. And now the 2-0 pitch, cut on and missed, and it's 2-1. Low 90s fastball for Amarante. He's especially effective against lefties, holding them under 100 in his career in rookie ball. Or under 200 in his career in rookie ball, excuse me. Amarante deals. Fastball right down the pipe, and it's 2-2. Two strikeouts and two prior at-bats for Yohairo Cuevas. Nick Roselli struck out against three different pitchers. And now the Threshers trying to get Cuevas to do the same. Avila in the fourth. Gonzalez in the first. Got Cuevas on strikes. 2-2 is in the dirt, smothered by Shoji Naga. And he'll get a new baseball for Amarante as the count fills up to 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Serrano is on first base with one out in the top of the sixth inning. Caba pinched up the middle, hoping for a double play ball. Time called by Cuevas, and a pickoff attempt at first base is not in time as Eli Serrano comes back in standing up. Still a full count to Cuevas, who will step back into left-handed batter's box. Three balls, two strikes, one out in the top of the sixth. Amarante deals. Payoff pitch, runner stays, but now he'll go as Cuevas reaches on a walk as the fastball from Amarante drops below the zone. And this will be the first righty batter faced by Juan Amarante. Marty Malloy stays in the dugout as Amarante will face a batter hitting from the other side of the plate. The righty Colin Houck up now with two aboard and one out in the sixth inning. Threshers still shift for two. This time it's DeMartini pinched up the middle against the right-handed hitter. First pitch to Houck. Breaking ball missing inside, and the changeup makes it a 1-0 count. Back-to-back at bats where the first pitch was a ball and an unsuccessful challenge there by Cody Shojinaga. It's a 1-0 count to Houck now. Five homers and a team-best 49 RBIs for St. Lucie. Amarante scans the runners, first and second with one out, as he sends a fastball below the belt. 2-0 the count to Colin Houck. Third base is open. Amarante has thrown half, 13 of his 26 pitches over for strikes in an inning and change. 2-0, and that gets away from Shojinaga. Bounces off his mitt and rolls back to the backstop, and another wild pitch moves the runners across. Serrano to third, Cuevas to second base, and it's a 3-0 count now to Colin Houck. Threshers have a couple of pitchers out and about, but no one warming up just yet. And they are in their biggest jam so far the game. Infield in now for Clearwater with runners on second and third for the St. Lucie Mets. They got their first hit this inning, but now are threatening as Houck lines the 3-0 pitch into right field for a base hit. It's picked up by Dre Gu, and he won't get the throw in time. Two-run score for St. Lucie, who gets a 2-0 lead on their second hit of the ballgame. So Colin Houck goes after the 3-0 pitch and starts the scoring for the Mets. Second time this week that he has opened up the scoring with a 2-RBI single, as he did it on Tuesday before the rain ended the game. Now Gustavo Armas will come out and have a quick chat with Juan Amarante. He's joined by Cody Shojinaga as we look at the Florida State League. Starting in Lakeland, where the Flying Tigers have a 6-0 lead on the Mighty Muscles, top of the seventh. And since that game is in a doubleheader, it'll be the last chance for Fort Myers as they try to fight back and get into position to clinch the series. I believe if Lakeland wins, then they will force a rematch of the division series in last year's playoffs. They won the first game 7-3 as rain has messed up a lot of times, a lot of game times in the Florida State League this season. Palm Beach and Jupiter not in a delay. It's 4-2 Cardinals as the Hammerheads look to secure the final playoff spot in the West. And a pickoff attempt at first, not in time. Sliding in underneath the tag is Colin Houck with Trey Snyder at the dish. Doubleheader in Daytona. Bradenton trying to play spoiler for the Tortugas. Bottom of the fourth inning. And the Tortugas trail by 4 runs, 6-2. They'll play a second game at the completion of the first one. And whoa, Trey Snyder sends his bat into the Threshers dugout. And a couple of players and our cameraman had to avoid that bat as we take a look. Yikes. Flying bat as the return bat to Snyder comes with some pine tar as he digs back into the right-handed box. It's gone final in Lakeland, so a 6-0 finale in game two of the doubleheader. Unconfirmed, but I'm pretty sure that the Flying Tigers are the Threshers' playoff opponent in the 2024 postseason. Dunedin and Tampa in the midst of a doubleheader. First game won by Dunedin at Steinbrenner Field. 10-6 the score and a 1-1 tie in the bottom of the fourth inning. in Tampa. And that is it for the Florida State League scoreboard, as it's a 2-0 lead for St. Lucie here in the top of the sixth in Clearwater. 1-1 to Snyder with Houck leading off of first base. Amarante deals upstairs on the fastball, and it's 2-1. Hit back up the middle. This could be two. DeMartini to Caba for one. Quick flip to first base. It gets through the glove of Caden Hediger. That errant throw is going to put Snyder on second base. Normally, in these situations, the throw to first on a double play ball would not be called an error, but Starlin Caba is going to get a throwing error after the throw puts Trey Snyder on the second base bag. So it's still a 4-6 fielder's choice, but Snyder moves to second on the E6. That is the second out of the top of the sixth inning, as we are joined in the booth by a special guest, Finley T. Thresher, wearing one of my favorite jerseys from this 2024 season. Independence Day jersey. Star spangled and kind of sharked out. I mean, I think Finley had a hand in customizing this. This looks like, you know, kind of sharp like a shark, you know. These lines look kind of like the teeth. You see what I'm saying here? Finley gets it. This guy just understands me. 0-1 the count to Jacoby Long with a man on second and two outs. Curveball drops below the zone. It's a 1-1 count. Long 0 for 1 on the day. Hit by a pitch in the fifth. And I know Finley is excited for the playoffs. And I don't know if you heard, but it seems like the Threshers are going to be playing the Lakeland Flying Tigers in round number one. You ready for that rematch? All right. Popped up foul. Short run immediately stalled by Hediger's. That one reaches the seats and find a home in a young fan's arms. It's a 1-2 count now. Always the thrill of the chase for those kids chasing those foul balls. Gotta love it. One ball, two strikes the count. Man on second, two runs across in the top of the sixth for St. Lucie. As Amarante steps off, Long steps out and in. Back in the right-hander's batter's box is Jacoby Long. Snyder on second, two away in the top sixth. Amarante, the 1-2. Curveball bounces around, and it pinballs back into the hands of Cody Shoji Naga. 2-2 the count now, and remaining on second is Trey Snyder. So a new baseball for Amarante with a 2-2 count. Hard to believe the season is almost over, but we'll be celebrating the season that was all weekend long. Post-game party at the Tiki Bar tonight, post-game fireworks tonight and tomorrow. As we get a swing and a miss by Jacoby Long. Throw will come to first base. Hediger is there. Catch made. And the drop third strike ends the sixth inning. But damage still done by the St. Lucie Mets. They get their first two hits and first two runs in the ballgame. Both runs earned, one error in the frame. And it's 2-0 Mets heading to the bottom six.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Clearwater Threshers baseball fans, stay after the game on Saturday nights in August and September as we finish off the 2024 regular season with a bang. Threshers post-game fireworks displays are sponsored by Little Greek Fresh Grill on August 17th, 24th, and September 7th. Close out summer with us and enjoy minor league baseball plus amazing fireworks show. Purchase your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com and light up the sky with us at BayCare Ballpark. Get ready for more Taps and Tacos Night at BayCare Ballpark. On Thursdays, Clearwater Threshers fans can enjoy the delicious combo of Moe's Southwest Grill and half-priced drafts from local breweries. All beverages are 50% off for Threshers Thursday games, including sodas, water, and beers from local breweries like Crooked Thumb, Coppertail, and Escape. Grab your Moe's and wash it down with a half-priced drink on Thursdays at Threshers games. Check out threshersbaseball.com for schedule and tickets.
Wellington Arocena, the new pitcher, and for the first time tonight, he's pitching with the lead. Anthony Nunez's night is over. Arocena bringing in a 2-0 lead. Threshers out hitting the Mighty Muscles, but they have yet to score a run. Fastball cut on a miss by DeMartini starting off the sixth with an 0-1 count. One strikeout and a scoreless hitless inning in the third for Nunez. He is in line for the victory. 0-2 now to DeMartini. Back-to-back fastballs at 98 miles an hour from Wellington Arocena, who is 19 years old and a native of the Dominican Republic. Nothing in two is the count. And now the pitch inside and low. And it's a 1-2 count now to DeMartini. Arocena began his career in the Dominican Summer League over the last 2 years. Started this season in the Complex League and has played now 6 games for the St. Lucie Mets. 1-2 is popped up in foul territory. Long run, and Jacoby Long makes the catch on the run for out number one here in inning number six. That'll bring up Carson DeMartini flying out. And now Joel Dragoo coming up to the plate. 0-for-1 today, a walk and a lineout. And that lineout just right to the third baseman, Snyder. Threshers have not caught a break yet today as the umpire is caught on a deflected breaking ball that bounces off of Vincent Perozzo and off the mask of Caden Gustafson. It's a 1-0 count. Luckily, the pitch was a breaking ball from Arocena because he has whipped his fastball sitting at 98-99. And that's just a slider that didn't drop and got the center of the mask of the home plate umpire. 1-0. Way upstairs is Arocena. Arocena wings the fastball up and away. It's a 2-0 count to Joel Dragoo. 2-0 the lead for the Mets. Both of their runs and hits coming in the sixth inning. Threshers with 3 hits and an error, but without a run thus far. 2-0 to Dragoo. Fastball upstairs. Now it's 3-0. One out in the bottom of the sixth inning. Threshers looking to get themselves on the board. Arocena sends a fastball right down the pipe. Took something off of it to get that location perfect. And it's 3-1. Three-one to Dragoo. Fastball called a strike and no challenge, so it stays at 3-2. Looked a bit high, but just settled down at the logo for Dragoo. Now it's a full count after he started off 3-0. Arocena working quickly. Payoff pitch, cut on and missed, and that's strike three. Fifth strikeout for Mets pitching. First for Arocena, and 2 quick outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning as the fireballer has a strikeout to bring up Caden Hediger, who was 0-for-1 with a K of his own. Went down swinging in the third after Hediger drew a walk in the first inning. Here's the pitch. Fastball up and away, and it's a 1-0 count to Caden Hediger. One-oh to Hediger now. 5 homers, 30 RBIs on the season for the switch-hitting first baseman. He takes a fastball on the outside edge, even in the count at 1-1. And Arocena has continued to reach the upper 90s, 98 and 99 consistently on that fastball. And that's fouled away by Hediger. Fastball rolling towards the Mets dugout. It's 1-2. 1-2. Called strike three. Arosena slows down Hediger with the breaking ball, and he's frozen as the Threshers are down in order for the fourth straight inning. We head to the seventh. It's 2-0 Mets on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Juan Amarante back on the hill for the Threshers. 2-0 St. Lucie here in the top of the seventh inning. Davison Gutierrez leading off the frame, and the right-hander hits one down the third baseline into left field for a base hit. That's going to roll to the wall as Gutierrez speeds around first. He'll slow down his run, stopping at second with a leadoff stand-up double to begin the top of the seventh inning. Now the Mets are equal with the Threshers with their third hit of the ballgame as Gutierrez gets the first extra base hit of the game for St. Lucie with a leadoff double. 2-0 St. Lucie as that one just rolled all the way to the right field corner. Surprisingly, no one up in the Threshers bullpen as Amarante has now allowed all three hits and both runs for St. Lucie. They lead 2-0 with a man on in the top seventh. Perozzo scoops a slider foul. That goes behind the plate and well out of play. It's an 0-1 count to the Mets starting catcher, who is 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts. Now it's an 0-1 count on Perozzo after Gutierrez's second double has him in scoring position. 0-1. Reaches out and fouls that one off the leg of Cody Shojinaga. And he's going to take a minute to stretch himself out and get back up behind the plate. 0-2 to Perozzo now on back-to-back sliders from Juan Amarante. Shoji Naga stretching out as Caden Gustafson comes and clears the plate. And looks like he'll be ready for Juan Amarante. Amarante grabs some dirt. Umpire letting an extended timeout for Shoji Naga, who keeps Sam Myers, the Threshers head athletic trainer, in the dugout. Sam on the top step of Clearwater's dugout, ready to go if Shoji Naga feels more pain. He is still stretching out his legs, but the Threshers trainer will stay in the dugout. Looks like we're getting ready to go. Perozzo stepping back into the left-handed batter's box with an 0-2 count on him. Gutierrez on second, 2-0 lead for St. Lucie. Amarante sets up from the third base side of the rubber. He scans the bases and deals. Wave and a whiff, strike three. A three-pitch see ya, and Vincent Perozzo down on strikes for the third time today. He's accounted for three of the Threshers' now 12 strikeouts on the game. Just a nasty slider curling around the lefty as Almirante staying in to face these five St. Lucie lefties here in the seventh. Corey Collins, leadoff man for the Mets, up with one out. First pitch, fastball outside, it's 1-0. Collins 0-for-3, struck out in his first two at-bats and flying out to left in his last AB against Avila in the fifth inning. First time against Almirante as the lefty deals. 1-0, fastball center cut, it's 1-1. Top of the seventh inning, three hits apiece. Threshers with the game's only error and St. Lucie with both of the game's runs. 1-1 the count in the top of the seventh inning as Almirante sets up from the stretch on the third base side of the rubber. Three in the pitch clock as he deals. Breaking ball drops below the zone. It's 2-1. Gutierrez on second, unlikely to take third, particularly with a lefty coming up in the next four at-bats. 2-1 the count now to Collins and the pitch. Breaking ball just missing low. And it's a 3-1 count now to Corey Collins. Three balls, one strike. One out here in the top seventh. Almirante deals. Fastball blasted foul, but well early was Corey Collins as that one ricochets off the netting and fills up the count at 3-2. Gutierrez will stay at second on the payoff pitch, but that will come after the timeout by Collins. Three to the count, one gone here in the top of the seventh inning. Almirante sets himself up from the center of the rubber. He looks at second, fires home, payoff pitch, fouled off down the left field line. Tello starts to chase, but he quickly realizes that that ball is destined to be a souvenir. It's a three ball and two strike count still, with one gone and one on here in the top of the seventh. Payoff pitch again coming from Almirante. He's set up from the center of the rubber. Three on the pitch clock. A look over at second and another payoff outside. And pitch number 50 from Juan Almirante turns into a walk. That puts two aboard with one out in the seventh inning. 50 pitches, 28 for strikes. And now out comes Gustavo Armas for his second mound meeting with Juan Almirante. Shoji Naga joins from behind the plate with one out and two aboard here in the top of the seventh. 2-0 lead for the Mets, and let's take a look at the big league scoreboard. It's a blowout in Miami. Phillies with a 7-1 lead over the Marlins, out hitting Miami 11-2 in the top of the sixth inning. The Mets are hosting the Cincinnati Reds, bottom of the sixth inning, and the Amazons with a 4-2 lead over Cincinnati. A no-hitter brewing in Baltimore. 2-0 lead for the Orioles over the division rival Rays, who have yet to record a hit with two outs in the bottom of the sixth inning. Now in the middle of the sixth, in the battle of the Sox, it's a 1-1 tie between Chicago and Boston. Braves lead the Blue Jays 3-1 in through 4.5 in Atlanta. We'll have more scores after the first pitch to Nick Roselli, who steps into the batter's box against Juan Almirante. He struck out in each of his three previous at-bats. First pitch to Roselli, cut on a missed on the slider, and it's 0-1. More big league scores. Twins and Royals tied without a run in the top of the third inning at the K. Through two innings, it's scoreless in Texas as the defending champs battle the Rangers. Scoreless outings in the second between Houston and Arizona, and then St. Louis scoreless against Seattle in the top of the second inning. And it's a swing and a miss there from Roselli, 0-2. Two finals in the bigs. Well, three finals if you count the postponed game in Pittsburgh. Will be made up tomorrow between the Nats and the Pirates. Yankees shut out the Cubs 3-0 in Wrigley. Rockies beat the Brewers 3-2. Wave and a whiff from Roselli as Amarante sends him packing on three straight pitches, getting the slider past the Mets second baseman for out number two. Amarante has now struck out five through two and a third, and he continues to do so with that slider and has produced some ugly swings from the St. Lucie Mets. Two away here in the seventh inning, two aboard and a two-run lead with two gone in the top seventh. Now Eli Serrano up for the Mets. He has reached all three times he's come up to the plate, despite being just one for one. Slider outside, it's 1-0. Eli walked in the first, plunked in the kneecap in the fourth, shook it off for a single, and he scored the first run of the game in the sixth inning on the Houck single. 1-0. Curveball hit in the air, out to right field. Back goes Dre Gou. He stops, drifts into right center. On the run, he makes the catch, and that will do it for the seventh inning. So a double and a walk within the first three batters of the seventh inning, but that is all the Mets get. They get their third hit in the past three innings, and they lead the Threshers heading into the stretch 2-0.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird.
Wellington Araceno remains on the mound, bottom of the seventh inning. And the Threshers are now in a race against the proverbial clock as they trail by two runs in the bottom of the seventh inning. Brady Day swings and misses at the fastball from Araceno, 97 by him, and it's 0-1. Day's 0-2 on today, ground out and a flyout. Threshers still looking for their first run. And the next pitch, bounce back up the middle for a base hit. Day takes a turn around first and will stay there with a leadoff single. Hits in each of the past two nights for Day, and a leadoff man is aboard for Clearwater for the first time since inning number one. First base runner since a walk in the second inning, and Brady Day with a great piece of hitting, taking that up the middle for a base knock. Fourth hit of the evening for the Threshers. And now the tying runs at the dish in Cody Shojinaga, who has reached in each of his past six games, excluding tonight, where he's 0-2. Breaking ball in the dirt, and Day will stay at first, as that is well gloved by Vincent Perozzo behind home plate. 1-0 the count to Shojinaga, who's 0-2 so far with a ground out and a flyout. Day is on first base. He only has one steal, but he has tried twice, so he's 1-2 in stolen bases. After taking 16 bags in 61 games at K-State. 1-1 is popped foul deep into right field and into the seats, and it's 1-1. So it's a one ball, one strike count as Shojinaga steps back into the right-handed batter's box. He's got Day on first with very good speed. 1-1 to Cody. Now the pitch. Outside, but catching the corner on the cut fastball by Araceno and it's 1-2. Shoji Naga had 5 home runs and 46 RBIs in 54 games at Kansas. As the cutter misses outside, 2-2. So two in-state rival schools now on the same team. The Kansas State Wildcat in Brady Day on first base and a Kansas Jayhawk at the dish in Cody Shoji Naga. 2-2. Fouled back and whoa! That almost took out one of the coaches standing on the steps of the Mets dugout, but it doesn't appear that anyone was injured by the foul ball. Still a 2-2 count. As we've had some close calls with bats and balls in opposing dugouts. Wild one here tonight on our season rewind night. 2-2 now to Shoji Naga. Fastball up and away. Misses for ball three, and a back pick at first is not in time as Day gets back to the bag safely ahead of the throw by Vincent Perroza. 3 balls, 2 strikes. We'll see if Day heads for second on the payoff pitch. As Arosena takes a look. Day goes to second. Pitch misses upstairs, and the first two reach in the bottom of the seventh for the Clearwater Threshers. Last time back-to-back batters have reached base for Clearwater was the first inning, when Carson DeMartini singled and Joel Dragu and Caden Hediger each drew 2-out walks. Now Day is on second base after a leadoff knock, and Cody Shoji Naga is on first with his 8th walk in his last 7 games, extending his on-base streak to 7 straight. That'll bring up Raider Tello, who is 1-for-2 today, representing the go-ahead run. He would need his first career homer to put the Threshers out ahead, though. 2-1 and nobody out in the bottom of the 7th. And the first pitch to Tello is a fastball, settles in for a strike. It's 0-1. Tello had 60 RBIs in 54 games at the University of Iowa in his final season. Signed as an undrafted free agent by the Threshers back in July. He's got Shoji Naga on first and Day on second and takes another fastball, but he challenges this one that was initially called a strike and stays that way, 0-2 to Raider Tello. So it's 0-2 in the bottom of the 7th. Threshers need a run here, plain and simple. 0-2 the pitch. Swing and a miss, and a late swing by Tello gets out number 1. 3-pitch K for Arosena. He has struck out 3 in an inning and a third. And now that'll bring up Avery Owusu-Asida. One of 2 Threshers on the Clearwater's opening day roster. That is in the starting lineup tonight. He is 0-for-2. 2 aboard now. The first pitch just misses inside on the cutter. It's a 1-0 count to Owusu-Asida. Fly out and a strikeout for Avery. Does have a homer this week, though. So we'll see what Avery can do with 2 aboard. The 1-0. Fly ball, foul down the right field line. Out of play. Count evens at 1-1 as that bounces off the strikeout cafe. 1-1 the count, 1 out. Shoji Naga on first. Brady Day on second. Owusu-Asida awaits the pitch. Fastball zips outside. It's 2-1 at 98 miles an hour from Wellington Arosena. Two on the count. Here's the pitch. Another fastball hammered into right field for a base hit. And the runners will stop at second and third on the one-out single from Owusu-Asida. Day is at third. Shoji Naga is at second. Owusu-Asida gets his second hit of the series with a one-out single to load the bases. Bases jacked, and Starling Kaba coming up to the plate for the Clearwater Threshers. He's 1-for-2 with a double. And Clearwater with their best chance as they have the bases loaded with one out. To talk strategy, out comes Jordan Krause, pitching coach for the St. Lucie Mets. So, while the mound visit continues, it's still not officially announced that Lakeland has won the second half. Also not officially announced, but it looks like Daytona is going to win the second half in the East Division, though, as Palm Beach clinched both halves in the East. But Lakeland with a 2.5 game lead over Fort Myers with two games remaining in the season. It seems likely that the Threshers will be traveling to Lakeland for the playoff division series opener on September the 10th. We'll have updates with that as we can get it. But bases are loaded in the bottom of the seventh with one out, and the Threshers down by two. Caba, another straight take of pitch number one. Sinking fastball makes it past for an 0-1 count. Arosena has now thrown 31 pitches, 20 over for strikes in an inning and a third. 0-1 to Caba. Slider fouled off, and it's 0-2. Owusu Asidu on first. He represents the go-ahead run. Tying run, Cody Shojinaga is on second. Brady Day is on third for Clearwater. Starlin Caba trying to make something happen with a righty in the Mets bullpen getting loose. And an 0-2 count on Caba. Arosena sets from the belt. Now the 0-2. Breaking ball missing upstairs, and it's taken to make it a 1-2 count to Starlin Caba. His last at bat, he had a line drive directly to Trey Snyder over at third base. He walked in the second and doubled on the first pitch of the game and was thrown out trying to make it 3. 1-2 now for Caba with the bases loaded and one out. The kick and the pitch. 1-2, high fly ball. Should be deep enough to at least score a one. Back goes Cuevas. He makes the grab. Day is breaking for home plate. Throw comes to third to keep Shojinaga at second base, and the Threshers are on the board on a sacrifice fly by Starlin Caba. Brady Day gets the Threshers' first run. The tying run remains on second, but the score is 2-1 with two outs in the seventh inning. Caba probably wanted a bit more from that. A little hanging breaking ball over the center off the plate, but he hit it deep enough to get Day to score easily from third base and cut the St. Lucie lead in half. Threshers still keeping pace with the Mets. 2-1 the score with two runners aboard and two outs for Carter Matheson, who is certainly due 0-3 today, trying to keep his 8-game on base streak alive in his ninth career contest for Clearwater. 5.16 on base percentage since coming in the league for Carter Matheson. And he's just trying to get on base because Carson DeMartini is on deck for Clearwater. 1-0 the count as the fastball misses up to Matheson. Fifth rounder out of the University of Indiana. Played every single game for the Hoosiers since joining the program out of high school in 2022. 1-0 low, and it's 2-0. Indiana native. And playing for his hometown school. Started all but four games at center fielder for the Hoosiers. He has been moved all around the outfield since joining the Phillies system. 2-0 the pitch, low and away, and that gets away from the catcher. Runners move up a bag each, and now the go-ahead run is in scoring position as Avery Owusu-Asidu moves to second on the wild pitch. Cody Shojinaga now on third. He represents the tying run in a 2-1 ball game. Avery Owusu-Asidu is on second for Clearwater. With Avery's speed, a single would likely give the Threshers the lead, but it's a 3-0 count to Carter Matheson here in the seventh. First base is open, two outs in the bottom of the seventh inning, and I'd expect Carter to swing away on 3-0. That's how the Mets got their first two runs. He does not, but the fastball misses up and away, so wisely so. Four-pitch walk to Matheson, loads the bases, and brings Carson DeMartini to the dish for the Clearwater Threshers. Yukiri De La Cruz standing on the top step of the Mets dugout, but he remains packed. And Wellington Arosena will extend his evening going up against Carson DeMartini. Righty on lefty matchup, DeMartini 1-for-3 with a single in the first inning. Now he's got the bases loaded and two outs, and the Threshers trail by one in the bottom seven. DeMartini fouls off a first pitch fastball, and it's 0-1. Matheson on first. The go-ahead run, Avery Owusu-Asidu on second, the tying run, Cody Shojinaga on third. Now the 0-1. Upstairs, it's 1-1. DeMartini, two homers, seven RBIs since joining the Threshers in the beginning of August as he takes a breaking ball outside to make it 2-1. Virginia Tech, ACC era home run leader, 46 long balls in DeMartini's three-year career. The 2-1. Upstairs, 3-1. Another ball would tie this game as the challenge is upheld. Still, three balls and one strike. Three-one the pitch. Outside, ball four, and this game is tied. Carson DeMartini drawing the walk that moves Shojinaga home and ties up this game in the seventh inning. RBI number eight on DeMartini's career, and that is going to yank Wellington Arocena from the ballgame. Looking frustrated on the mound as he threw the rosin down to the bump, kicked some dirt as he saw Eucary De La Cruz coming out from the Mets dugout. A new Met will come in from the left field bullpen. They'll face Joel Dragu, who's got a loaded set of bags with DeMartini on first, Matheson on second, and the go-ahead runner Avery Owusu-Asidu on third. Two outs in the seventh, now a tie ball game when we return.
Come down to Baker Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to threshersbaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at threshersbaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by Bay Care, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off nine innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Juan Arnaud, now the pitcher for St. Lucie, sends a fastball past Dragu, 0-1 as he swings at the heater. RBI number 8 for Carson DeMartini. Number 8, he's on first base for Clearwater with a go-ahead run on third and Avery Owusu-Asidu. In between them, Carter Matheson on second. Loaded set of bags with two down in the bottom seventh. 2-2 the score, 0-1 to Dragu. Now here's the pitch. Outside and a diving stop made by Perozo. His entire body went into the left-handed batter's box, and he had to do that to catch the wayward cutter from Arnaud. It's a 1-1 count to Dragu, but that ball one was a run saved from Vincent Perozo. 1-1 to Dragu now, who's 0-2, but he has walked already today, and he'll get hit by a pitch. Sinking fastball slips out of the hand of Arnaud, and the Threshers take the lead on a bases loaded, HBP. Still an RBI the hard way for Dre Gu. It's the 11th of his career as Avery Wusu-Asid who scores. And the Threshers take a 3-2 lead on a bases loaded walk, sacrifice fly, and now hit by pitch. 3-2 the score as the Threshers have erased the 2-0 deficit starting the sixth by St. Lucie. Still bases jacked now for Caden Hediger, who is also 0-2 on the day. First pitch to Caden. Outside in the fastball, it's 1-0. Walked in the first, did Hediger. Struck out in the next two of frames. Now he faces a 1-0 count. 3-2 the lead now for Clearwater, their first advantage of the ballgame. Now the 1-0. Curveball upstairs, it's 2-0. Some wild tosses from St. Lucie here in the late inning have played to the Threshers' advantage. As the Mets have walked three, allowed two hits, and hit one batter with a pitch so far in the seventh, as a new baseball will be given to Arnaud. Last name spelled and pronounced the same as Travis d'Arnaud, former Mets catcher, now with the Atlanta Braves. He was a St. Lucie Met once. 2-0. Popped up, should stay in the infield. Back goes Houck, towing the dirt, inching on to the right field, left field grass. He makes the catch on the pop fly that ends the seventh inning. But the Clearwater Threshers storm all the way back. Three runs all coming in the seventh inning. Two hits, no errors, bases left loaded as the Threshers take the lead 3-2 heading into the eighth.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Bay Care Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field, plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need. The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
John Henriquez, the new pitcher for the Threshers, in line for a six-out save, if that's how long he goes. Juan Amarante, despite allowing the first two runs of the game, is in line for the victory after 2 2/3 innings of work. Fastball missing inside on Yohairo Cuevas. Starts off the top of the eighth with a 1-0 count. Amarante, two runs allowed, one earned, two walks, five strikeouts, three hits, and 2 2/3. 1-0 hit on the ground towards first, picked up on a couple of hops by Hediger. He tags the bag himself, two pitches, one out to start off the eighth inning. So John Henriquez, the win leader in the Florida State League last season, had a decision in half of his outings for the Threshers, collecting 14 wins and one loss with a 3.21 ERA in 30 relief appearances for the Clearwater Threshers in 2024. Now Colin Houck up at the dish in a 3-2 ball game with the Threshers leading. Henriquez starts him off with a slider for called strike one. Henriquez was actually the winning pitcher when the Threshers clinched the first half in Fort Myers. An 8-4 victory saw Henriquez, the first man out of the Threshers' bullpen, as was the case quite often in 2023, with Henriquez getting the victory. He was called up to Jersey Shore in August and threw a scoreless inning in his last outing for the Threshers as he started this season on the injured list, rehabbing for Jersey Shore, but stayed here in Clearwater when his assignment was completed. Slider makes it 2-1 as Henriquez throws four different pitches, fastball, change, slider, and a cutter. The 24-year-old out of San Francisco de Macorís, Colin Houck, fouls off a fastball, and it's 2-2. Houck is 1-for-2 today, struck out in the fourth inning, two-run single in the sixth. That provided the Mets with both of their runs. Two balls, two strikes, one out in the top eighth. Henriquez is charged with an automatic ball three, pitch clock violation, and the count fills up at 3-2. Houck now 51 RBIs, four of them have come this week. Payoff pitch, fouled back, and that ricochets off the netting and gets stuck there, hanging above the Mets dugout. Hey, they got it down. Still 3-2 to Houck, though. Now in banana ball, if the net caught it, would that have been an out? Fun questions to think about. Payoff again. Fastball just missing upstairs. And Colin Houck will head to first, bringing the tying run aboard with one out in the eighth inning on the one-out walk from John Henriquez. As a team, the Threshers have walked five. They have struck out 13. And in the top of the eighth inning, a man on first, Threshers have a 3-2 advantage. One out for Trey Snider, who reached on a fielder's choice and an error in the sixth inning following the Colin Houck RBI. And that one bounces off the glove of Shoji Naga. Houck will take advantage and head to second base. So the inning-ending double play now taken out of the picture as the wild pitch moves Houck to second base. Third wild pitch by Threshers hurlers so far today, and it's a 1-0 count to Trey Snider. Henriquez is set. He looks at second, now fires home. Fastball upstairs, and it misses 2-0. Houck on second, one down in the eighth inning. And Trey Snider at the dish. 3-2 the score, the Threshers leading after taking three runs in the home half of the eighth. Next pitch, not sure where that missed, but the fastball inside, and it's 3-0 now to Trey Snider. Jacoby Long on deck, he's 0-for-2. And it's a 3-0 count now to Snider. Henriquez looks over at second. Five on the clock as he deals. Inside on the fastball, and that's ball four. Four-pitch walk and back-to-back free passes. Put two aboard for St. Lucie with a go-ahead run on the first base back. Gustavo Armas is going to come out of the Threshers' dugout and go have a chat with John Henriquez. Now, we'll take a look at the Phillies' system scoreboard. Lehigh Valley won't play tonight. Their game was canceled against Buffalo. Jersey Shore had a 2-0 lead on Aberdeen, but now it's a 4-4 tie in the top of the eighth inning. Felix Reyes is 3-for-3 so far. He's up at the dish with two gone and no one on in the top of the eighth in Aberdeen. Redding trailing 9-3. Top of the eighth in Baseball Town with the former Thresher Andrew Walling on the hill. Two on, one out for the Seawolves in the top of the eighth inning in Redding. So, mound visit will end. Jacoby Long will step up to the plate now for St. Lucie as Cody Shoji Naga steps out to give the signals to the Threshers infield. Long went down on strikes, a drop third strike, ended the sixth inning. Hit by a pitch in the inning before that in the fifth and grounded into a double play in the third. That's what the Threshers are looking for here. DeMartini pinched up the middle against the righty Long, who takes a fastball for a called strike at the letters. 0-1 the count. Go-ahead runs on first base. That's Trey Snyder. Tying run in scoring position with Colin Houck on second. 3-2 the lead for the Threshers. One gone in the top of the eighth. 0-1 on Long. Fouled back. That grazes the glove of Shoji Naga off the bat of Long. And the sinker rolls back to the backstop. It's 0-2. The count. As Henriquez peers in for the sign. Henriquez deals. Breaking ball just missing outside. Looking for the swing on the slider. Didn't get it. And it's 1-2. Two on, one out. 1-2 the count to Jacoby Long. Henriquez deals. Fastball just upstairs. It's 2-2. 93 on the gun from Henriquez. That's about where his fastball averages. Two balls, two strikes, one gone in the top of the eighth inning. Henriquez takes a look over at second with two on the pitch clock. He deals. 2-2. Hit on a line is short. Just past the glove of Caba into center field. And Eucarí de la Cruz will stop the runner at third. And I think he was right. Carter Matheson just threw an absolute BB to home plate that likely would have had Houck trying to round third. It's the fourth hit of the game for St. Lucie. They have at least one in each of the last three innings. And now the base is loaded with one out in the eighth. And the slider just kind of hung up there for Jacoby Long. And he smacked it right up the middle for a base knock. So now Houck is on third, Snyder on second. And Long on first with his first hit of the game. Bases loaded, one out in the top of the eighth. The first pitch to Daverson Gutierrez is a fastball that misses to make it 1-0. Bases are loaded, so there's no place to put the St. Lucie Mets designated hitter, who now face a 1-0 count after doubling in the seventh inning. Next pitch in for a strike, and pitch number 20 of the inning. Settles in on the outside edge, 1-1. 20 pitches, just 8 for strike so far for John Henriquez. 1-1 now to Gutierrez, and it looks like the Threshers are starting to warm up a closer for the ninth. The 1-1 pitch, inside corner, well-placed sinker, freezes Gutierrez and drops the count to 1-2. Good pitch from Henriquez to get himself back out ahead in the count as Gutierrez takes a timeout. One-two now. Henriquez sets at the stomach. And the pitch. Over the plate. And did he go? He did not. Looked like a strike anyway, but it's called ball two. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Henriquez looking for a big two-strike pitch here. He deals. Breaking ball at the top of the zone. Called strike three. John Henriquez with a clutch slider to get Gutierrez down looking. He gets his first punch out for a huge out number two in the eighth inning. That couldn't have been closer. Right at the top of the zone. Beautiful pitch from Henriquez. And that ball looked like it was going to be eye level the whole way. But that one just fell in on Gutierrez for the second out. Now Vincent Peroso comes up to the plate. He struck out three times. Grounds the first pitch he sees to first. Hediger picks it up. He flips it to Henriquez, who covers the bag. And the Threshers escape a bases-loaded jam without allowing a single run. Eighth inning bookended by an unassisted ground out to first base. The Mets get a hit and leave the bases loaded. As John Henriquez clutches up when it matters most and keeps it a 3-2 lead for Clearwater heading to the bottom eighth.
Every Thursday night at Bay Care Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Mo's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Bay Care Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit thrushersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
For the second straight season, the Clearwater Threshers are back in the playoffs. Cheer on the Threshers in the Minor League Baseball postseason on Thursday, September 12th at Bay Care Ballpark. Game time is 6:30 p.m. and features the regular Thursday staple, Taps and Tacos Night. Get ready for Threshers postseason baseball, plus tacos and burritos from Moe's Southwest Grill on Thursday, September 12th. And get your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Clearwater Threshers baseball fans, stay after the game on Saturday nights in August and September as we finish off the 2024 regular season with a bang. Threshers post-game fireworks displays are sponsored by Little Greek Fresh Grill on August 17th, 24th, and September 7th. Close out summer with us and enjoy minor league baseball plus amazing fireworks show. Purchase your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com and light up the sky with us at Bay Care Ballpark.
Juan Arno remains in the game as John Henriquez had an incredibly clutch end to that eighth inning. Bases loaded, he got a strikeout and a ground out to keep this game in favor of the Threshers. They began in the seventh inning, started off by Brady Day, who got a single on the second pitch he saw in the seventh as he takes the first pitch slider for a called strike. Day, Shojinaga, and Tello to lead off the eighth for Clearwater, up by one. 1-0 today. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. And he has had some very clutch hits for Clearwater over the last 2 days. Two hits in two games of a series is solid, but it's the timing that Day got his last two hits for the Threshers that is especially impressive. And now Arnaud gets into the set for the 1-1. Three on the pitch clock as he rocks and deals. Fastball skips in the dirt, back to the backstop, 2-1. Yesterday, Day was 0 for his first two. Then in the fifth inning, he drove in two runs with two outs to give the Threshers a 6-4 lead. They won that game 6-5. No RBIs today, but Brady Day got a leadoff single in the seventh, ended up scoring a run, and the Threshers ended up scoring three runs to take a 3-2 lead. So, directly or indirectly, Brady Day has spurred a Threshers rally and helped give Clearwater a lead with each of his last two knocks. Two on the count to Day with no one out here in the bottom eighth. Here's the pitch. Fastball hit high in the air, out to shallow right field. Roselli seeds it to Cuevas, who sneaks in, reaches up to make the grab for out number one. Vincent Perozzo comes up to the mound to have a chat with Juan Arnaud after the first out in the eighth inning. Talking strategy ahead of Cody Shojinaga's at bat, who has extended his on-base streak to six consecutive games. So Shojinaga scored the tying run after a walk in the seventh following the Brady Day single. As Finley leads the slow claps on the Threshers dugout. And as it is our season rewind night, Finley keeps popping up in New Jersey's. First pitch to Shojinaga. Fastball low. It's a 1-0 count. At the July 4th jerseys, when he came up to visit us, as the 1-0 to Shoji Naga misses upstairs, 2-0. He had his blue alternate shirt on to match the Threshers' alternate blue jerseys that they're still rocking. 2-0 now to Shoji Naga. Pitch, fastball right down the pipe, and it's 2-1. Now, Finley in the Marvel jersey, my personal favorite. As Finley's got it, leading some slow claps on the Threshers' dugout. 2-1 the count to Shoji Naga. Here's the pitch. Fastball just catching the outer edge. It's 2-2. Two-two to Shoji, who takes a timeout. He'll step back into the right-handed batter's box with a 2-2 count. One out, the base is clear at the bottom of the eighth inning. Arnell deals inside. That bounces off the glove of Perozzo, filling the count up at 3-2 to Cody Shoji Naga. Threshers have a couple of guys up and about in the bullpen, but no telling if John Enriquez will be replaced. Payoff pitch outside and low, and that's the second straight walk drawn by Cody Shoji Naga. So it is official. The Clearwater Threshers will host the Lakeland Flying Tigers on September the 12th, and if necessary, September the 13th, depending on what happens in the opener in Lakeland on September the 10th. Last year, the Threshers took 2 out of 3 against the Flying Tigers, with Gene Cabrera leading a shutout win in Lakeland. As Brader Tello shatters his bat again, rolls it to third for one, Houck to second. Tello beats out the throw, and it ends in a fielder's choice as the bat reaches Trey Snyder over at short. And that's the second at bat that Raider Tello has shattered his bat, as Shoji Naga is out on the 5-4. Fielder's choice puts Tello aboard. Two outs and a man on first as we take another look at the bat-shattering fielder's choice. Half of his bat halfway to shortstop. And now there's two away. Tello's at first. Usuwasidu's at the dish. Slider misses outside. Now it's 1-0. Avery 1-for-3 with his hit in the seventh inning being the biggest one yet. 1-0 to Owusu-Asidu, and he hits a chopper over to first base. Easy play for Collins as he tags the bag himself, ending the eighth inning. Threshers leave a man stranded. No runs, no hits, no errors. And now to the potential conclusion. Threshers heading into the top of the ninth inning with a 3-2 lead. And we'll see who comes out to pitch when we head to the top of the ninth next.
Get ready for more Taps and Tacos Night at BayCare Ballpark. On Thursdays, Clearwater Threshers fans can enjoy the delicious combo of Moe's Southwest Grill and half-price drafts from local breweries. All beverages are 50% off for Threshers Thursday games, including sodas, water, and beers from local breweries like Crooked Thumb, Coppertail, and Escape. Grab your Moe's and wash it down with a half-price drink on Thursdays at Threshers games. Check out threshersbaseball.com for schedule and tickets.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to BayCare Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham
is the last chance for St. Lucie. He takes a fastball low, 1-0 the count. And Andrade's third outing with the Threshers. 4 2/3 innings pitch now. One save and his only chance. He did lose a game, though. A 1-0. Fastball right down the pipe, and it's 1-1. Serrano walked, hit by a pitch, singled, and flied out to right. He is 1-for-2, but has reached three times. 1-1 pitch. Fastball upstairs, it's 2-1. It's Andrade's ninth inning. Another lefty is on deck should Serrano get aboard. As Andrade sets up and deals the 2-1. High leg kick, but a fastball that misses low and brings the count to 3-1. Three balls, one strike, two outs. Andrade deals. Fastball, cut on and missed. Blows that one by Serrano. And now we have a full count. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Bottom of the ninth inning. Threshers lead it 3-2. So the count and the scoreboard look the same as Andrade tries to finish things up. Payoff pitch, hammered out to right center field. Matheson on his horse, so is Dre Goo, and that one's off the wall. Matheson scoops it up against the center field wall. Serrano's still running. He'll be waved around third. Throw's going to come in from the outfield from DeMartini. It's into Shoji Naga, and he's out. That's the ball game. Carson DeMartini with an incredible throw from center field stops the Little League home run and seals the victory for the Clearwater Threshers. What a play, and what an ending on this Friday night. Carson DeMartini from center field, and it was close at the plate, but very clearly out was Eli Serrano, and DeMartini, who tied the game with a bases loaded walk, now wins it for Clearwater. Three-two, and that might have been one of the most epic conclusions to a game this season. Three-two, the final score. Threshers trailed by two runs for an inning, and then scored three in the seventh inning. Carson DeMartini got a hit in the first inning, walked in a run in the seventh, and then made a game-saving play to stop Eli Serrano's triple from turning into a home run. You can't discount Carter Matheson, who made an incredible relay throw from as far back in center field as humanly possible, back against the center field wall, deepest part of the ballpark, where he had to turn and make that throw. And let's take another look. This is from the relay. The ball rolling around center field. DeMartini throws a perfect ball, or gets a perfect ball from Matheson. And the throw coming in from center field, narrowly clipped out Serrano and ended the game in dramatic fashion for the Clearwater Threshers. And this Phillies 2024 draft class is looking special. So many great plays at the plate, in the field. And this new crop of Phillies has been excellent since joining Clearwater. What a way to finish as the Threshers get their second win of the series, winning their second consecutive contest on a fantastic play from the outfield by the infielder, Carson DeMartini. Unbelievable job on the relay to get that final out. DeMartini finished 1-for-3, walking in the game-tying run. Juan Amarante gets the victory for the Threshers. The loss goes to Wellington Arocena, and Cleiderve Andrade gets his second save. But a share of the win probably should go to Carson DeMartini. Our guy Jesse Rodriguez is going to talk to him. Jesse? Thanks, Jesse, and thanks, Carson. A fantastic ending to that game and a 3-2 win for the Clearwater Threshers on a well-struck ball that almost tied us up. But instead, the Threshers come away with their second straight win on the night the Western playoffs matchup was set. Now we'll see how the first half champions of the West Division won this one in 3-2 fashion. It was a pitcher's duel at first. The Clearwater Threshers did not allow a hit for the first 5 1/3 innings. 5 punch-outs from Orlando Gonzalez with just 1 walk allowed in 3 innings of work, and a fantastic start for him. He was replaced by Luis Avila, earliest he's ever gone in a game, but he continued the work. 3 strikeouts in an inning and a third of scoreless and hitless baseball. And the first hit for the Mets came in the 6th inning when they scored their 2 runs. The Threshers loaded the bases in the 7th inning to respond. And then Starlin Cabba with a sacrifice fly to right field, scoring Day easily from third base. Then Carson DeMartini drawing the walk. That tied the game at two as DeMartini came up clutch for the Threshers. Joel Dragu didn't have to do much there. A pitch from Wellington Arocena hit him on the hand, and that gave the Threshers a 3-2 lead. It stayed that way till the ninth. Eli Serrano cranked a fastball out to deep center field. Fantastic relays from Matheson to DeMartini to Shoji Naga to end the ball game. And that replay shows it clearly. Serrano out by a step in front of the plate, and the Threshers take home the 3-2 victory in a game where they managed five hits against the St. Lucie Mets. The win to Juan Amarante, he's now 2-4. Wellington Arocena drops to 1-2, and Cleyderve Andrade gets his second save. In his last two outings, he's tossed three innings and earned the save twice. Well, Threshers take two of the first three, and we'll be back for another fireworks-filled affair tomorrow when we get started at 6:30 p.m. The starting pitchers have not yet been announced for the Threshers and the St. Lucie Mets, but Clearwater has won the last two, and they look to take the series as they did already cancel one of the original six games. The Threshers with the victory, 6-5 last night in a shortened game. The first nine-inning outing of this series, the Threshers took it 3-2. And here in Clearwater, we have the best fans in baseball. Well, I give a big thank you to all of the wonderful fans who watched our games over the last couple of days. We want to give a big thank you to the best fans in baseball. It's our final home series of the weekend, and we appreciate you guys coming out for the entire season. We hope to see you in the playoffs, but we here at the Clearwater Threshers want to thank you, the greatest fans in baseball, for supporting the Clearwater Threshers.